It was always a good feeling when the calendar turned to a new year. There was renewal, hope, change, and just a do-over. For me, Mae West, this year was going to be a sort of rebirth. A rebirth of who I had become and why I had become that person. Not that I didn't know who I was. I certainly knew that. And I didn't have any control over the fact that my entire family had died in a house fire, and I was clearly the one left to be spared. Yes, I believed that I was spared. How it had happened or why I believed that was a whole nother way of thinking, and there was no harm done in trying to figure out if my recently unfolding memories of the house fire meant that it was deliberate and not an accident, as the fire marshal had claimed. I was on a mission this year to find out. Two problems. I didn't live there, and it was over 15 years ago that the fire took place. I had no idea if people who had lived in my hometown of Perrysburg, Kentucky, were around or even still alive. There was one person in particular that I did know was around, and that was Jamie Burkfield McKenzie, my grade school best friend. We'd been friends for a long time. It wasn't by chance we happened to pick each other as friends. My father made me be friends with her, at the coal mine company picnic, to be exact. I remembered that day like it was yesterday. My mom had taken me and my sister to the local secondhand store. She thumbed through those racks with me hanging on her leg and my sister stuck on her hip. Those steel hook hangers screeched as she shoved them aside to look at the next piece of clothing on the rack. "This will be pretty for the picnic." I watched her pluck the red and white checkered dress off the rack. "Look up, Maybelline." She shoved the clothes hanger up under my chin as she held the dress up to me. "Step back, Maybelline. Why do you always have to be right on my leg, honey?" Maybe because I was a little girl and wanted the comfort of being next to my mom? Was that really such a hard concept for her? Probably not, and I never sassed back to her. I just stepped back and took the hanger so she could look for herself. "Do you like it?" Her eyes glowed. "It makes your curls stand out and your beautiful skin." My mom sighed. "You're the best thing I ever made."
"No,"
my baby sister giggled.
"Sugar cookies are the best thing, Mama."
Mom and I laughed. Her laugh was so amazing.